This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamichhane with the news. The headlines first. Jitia festival being observed in Tharu and Maithili communities today. Gandaki state reports 49 new cases of coronavirus today. 36 corona infected persons in Banke district region home after recovery. And India reports record daily jump of more than 95,000 coronavirus cases. Now the news in detail. Nepali married women of Tharu and Maithili communities are celebrating Jitia festival today. On the occasion of Jitia festival, President Vidyadev Bhandari has wished all Nepali women from the Tharu and Maithili communities at home and abroad celebrating the Jitia festival peace, prosperity, good health and longevity. In a message today, President Bhandari said that cultural festival like Jitia would help further foster the mutual love, trust, goodwill and cooperation among families and communities. President Bhandari further said that festival as such would help further consolidate the sentiments of tolerance, understanding and commitment among the Nepalese from different castes, communities, geography and cultural backgrounds, which would eventually aid in bolstering national unity. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said the Jitia festival would foster harmony and spread message of love among people. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Jitia festival, Prime Minister Oli reminded that the festivals like Jitia have cemented unity, tolerance, harmony among the Nepalese. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, Prime Minister Oli urged everyone to celebrate festival by maintaining adequate safety and staying indoors. On this day, the Tharu and Maithili women, especially the married ones, fast and worship their deity following by a feast. They pay for the well-being of their spouses and good health and longevity of their children and peace and prosperity in their family on this occasion. 49 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Gandaki state today. According to Health Directorate of the state, 19 persons are from Kaski, 9 persons from Baglung, 3 persons from Tanahu, 1 person from Parbat, 12 persons from Sangza and 5 persons from East Navaparasi were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 2,728. Similarly, 32 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Saptari district. Today, District Health Office Saptari Chief Dunialal Yadav said of the infected, 10 are females and 22 are males. With this, the total number of corona infected persons in Saptari has reached 972. 60 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Bara, Parsa and Rautarhat district through PCR tests conducted at Biriganj-based Narayani Hospital. Spokesperson of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Atulesh Kumar Chaurasia, said of the infected, 7 persons are from Parsa district, 7 persons from Bara district and 2 persons from Rautarhat district. Dr. Chaurasia said of the infected, 5 are females and 11 are males. 40 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Chitwan district through PCR tests conducted at Bharatpur Hospital COVID-19 laboratory yesterday. According to Chief of the Laboratory, Dr. Neetu Adhikari, 13 persons from Bharatpur sub-metropolitan city and 1 person from Ratnanagar municipality were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. Of the infected, 7 persons are males and 6 are females. Similarly, coronavirus infection has been confirmed in 11 members of the same family in Kankai municipality in Japa district. A member of Corona Information and Communication Committee, Lakshmi Adhikari, said it is the first time in the municipality that 11 members of the same family tested positive for the coronavirus. 36 corona-infected persons were undergoing treatment at various isolation wards have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 36 corona-infected persons have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection in Banke district has reached 951. 5 houses are in high risk of a landslide in Bohora Besigaon of Besisar municipality in Tanahu district. According to Ward Chair Ganesh Kadil, the houses are in high risk of landslide as the landslide is occurring nearby the settlement since Wednesday morning caused by continuous rainfall. Ward Chair Kadil added that the land near the settlement is witnessing possible risk of landslides as it is fragile due to continuous rainfall. He added that 3 houses were shifted to safer zones last month and preparation is on the way to take further decision regarding the remaining houses. Bonipa Municipality of Kagbe Palanchok District is providing free COVID-19 insurance to pregnant and new mothers in view of heightened risks of coronavirus transmission. The municipality has initiated the campaign as part of the Women with Deputy Mayor program. Deputy Mayor Rekha Dahal Sapkota launched the campaign after signing a memorandum of understanding with an insurance company yesterday. The disastrous flood occurred in Dhorpaton Municipality of a district on September 2nd, inflicted a big loss to the Salkhandi Dhorpaton road section as national priority project. The flood fed Vuji Ribulet caused immoderate damages to human settlement along the banks at wards 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 and also took away around 10-kilometer road section. It may be noted that the landslide occurred at Surti Wang nearby Dhorpaton Devrali, the only wild hunting reserve of Nepal, blocked the rivulet and triggered a flood. According to municipality sources, the swollen rivulet swept away Salkhandi Dhorpaton corridor road as well as 11 micro hydropower projects, 2 schools, a health post and 11 suspension bridges. On to some international updates now. Shipping a coronavirus vaccine around the world will be the largest transport challenge ever, according to the airline industry. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has said the equivalent of 8,000 Boeing 747s will be needed. There is no COVID-19 vaccine yet, but IATA is already working with airlines, airports, global health bodies and drug firms on a global airlift plan. The distribution program assumes only one dose per person is needed. While airlines have been shifting their focus onto delivering cargo during the severe downturn in passenger flights, shipping vaccine is far more complex. India reported record jumps in new coronavirus infections and deaths on Thursday, taking its tally of cases past 4.4 million. In the last 24 hours, 95,735 new infections were detected, with 1,172 deaths accounting for the highest single-day mortality figures in more than a month to push the toll beyond 75,000. Infections are growing faster in India than anywhere else in the world, and the United States is only one nation worse affected. According to data compiled by the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 27.5 million people around the world have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, and more than 900,000 people have died from the virus, and nearly 18.5 million people have recovered from the virus. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Jitia festival being observed in Tharu and Maithili communities today. Gandaki state reports 49 new cases of coronavirus today, 36 corona infected persons in the Bake district return home after recovery, and India reports a record daily jump of more than 95,000 coronavirus cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinerednepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.